There is my very long talk title, extremely descriptive and boring, and really what I want to do is harness Master Gardener enthusiasm. This sign says Garden Diva, Hard at Work, and some of these can be very enthusiastic with their plants as well as with their ornaments and their landscape. So essentially, my overall goal is to increase the use and production of pest-resistant plants. I think we can all be sort of on the same page that we feel like pest-resistant plants is a pretty good foundation for an IPM program or a quote-unquote sustainable landscape. So I was really encouraged to hear some of the information about what master gardeners want to learn about, and we've had experience in some of our own surveys that master gardeners are very interested in pest-resistant plants and want to use them more and want to get them more. So I'm not an economist, but I can understand sort of that top-down and bottom-up approach to marketing of plants. I have worked extensively with nurseries doing IPM scouting and that type of thing, and they're extremely resistant to change. I don't know if you've noticed this, working in a nursery, and I was being paid good money to go out and tell them whether they should treat or not, and had someone actually, the guy was paying me very good money to go out there and do this, look me in the eye and say, I know what you're saying is right, but I'm going to spray. So I, very resistant to change. However, if they have people that are asking for certain plants or demanding that, hopefully that will help them to get a little bit of change on their growing patterns and what they want to do. So the overall objectives of developing this software was to kind of just increase general knowledge about these quote-unquote sustainable plants, low-input plants that require less fertilizer, less water, and less pesticides because they are just naturally inhibited by fewer insect pests and disease pests. Also, what's also I found very difficult is we recommend plants to master gardeners and to others, and they don't know where to get them. So to me, making that connection about, yes, this is a good plant to buy, but sorry, you can't buy it anywhere, and making that link and trying to help them facilitate purchasing would be another good way to get that bottom-up approach. And just changing people's attitudes, making it something that was very accessible to them. In the long range, basically just getting people to use more and more of these plants in their landscapes. Now, master gardeners in Georgia, and I'm sure in pretty much every other state, do a variety of things in how they interact with the public. Almost all of our 159 counties are manned by master gardeners that answer the phone and answer questions and really save a lot of time for our agents there. A lot of them initiate. I saw in the last talk, they go to county fairs and they make booths and they make presentations for homeowners associations and things. So they're really making a good link with the public. They also, I saw a survey that from the National Gardening School, School Gardening Survey, that 66% of the school garden people who plan school gardens associate with the Extension Service in some way, either having master gardeners tell them how to do things or have them come help. They have plant sales. They grow their own plants for selling. So if they can grow these sustainable plants or these low-input plants, that's ideal. And then they, in Athens, where the University of Georgia is, they actually develop and host a very nice symposia with invited speakers and whatnot. Now, where do we get this information on these pest-resistant plants? I have to tell you, my Bible, as probably most other people's Bibles for, pest-resistant plants, quick and dirty, is Deborah Smith Fiola's publication, Pest-Resistant Ornamental Plants. An unfortunate thing about this publication is that you can't find it anywhere unless you track Deborah down. I've had a really difficult time getting copies for my master gardeners and that type of thing. So. It has its limitations there. Trade journals, scientific journal articles. Now, I do an informal survey every time I go and talk about sustainable plants about how many of the landscape maintenance folks actually subscribe to the Journal of Economic Entomology. And astoundingly, nobody has yet. I know it's a great journal, but so people are not really reading these things. Extension offices are a good source. They help synthesize that. Tons of gardening books. As I was putting the software together, I easily spent $800 just on reference materials to try to gather all the information. And Whitney, I'm expecting a proceeds check from all of the promotion I've done of your book. Anytime, that'd be good. That's one of my favorites. Yes. and then, you know, I've heard it said garden centers are a good source of information, but, you know, some of it's science-based, some of it's sales-based, and what I hope to do is more on the line of what Deborah Smith-Fiola has done and promoting documented plant resistance. So we received some grant funding from the Sustainable Ag Research and Education in Southern Region, and combined with these groups to put together some sort of tool that people could use to find out about these sustainable plants. And then I happened to find a company called GardenSoft, which is actually from California, that had been developing these water-wise software programs for municipalities. And I was really excited because it was very photo-rich, and Pam was talking this much morning about how much master gardeners like to see pictures. Pictures are great, and this was just a very fun interactive thing for looking at gardens and looking at plants. And when I contacted them, he also had a great love for master gardeners and a great love for cooperative extension, so it was a really nice match for us both. The features of the software, you know, the company's been around for a while. They've worked with municipalities, so writing the contract was not going to be nearly as much of a headache, so he knew what to expect with dealing with bureaucracy. It's the most comprehensive plant database out there with about 500 plus plant characteristics per plant that you can do searches on. So one of my big issues that I have with these references to plants is, yes, that's a very nice name for a cultivar, she pink or whatever, but what does it look like? Where does it grow? How does it grow? That kind of thing. It's user-friendly, easy to install, has not crashed the computer yet, so it has a lot of tools that could be useful for extension. This is the opening screen. They have a software program called PlantMaster. They have developed a cooperative extension edition for us. And I'm going to, this is just a screenshot, but I will go through the software and actually demonstrate it. Some of the features is we have taken Southeastern plants. It's a California company, so we had to represent the Southeastern plants a little bit better in there. We've put in that has the horticultural characteristics as well as the plant resistance or pest resistant characteristics, IPM data, so you can use it as an IPM timing and management tool, and photography, lots of good photography, which the master gardeners really like. It's easy to add an unlimited number of plants and photos, lots of characteristics to search by. You can have customizable fields depending on what your area of interest is. The nice thing, we have been trying to make inroads with the landscape architecture folks. I have shaken my head at some landscape plans that I've seen, you know, growing Canadian hemlock and the Florida Keys. You know, it's a great looking plant. It had wonderful height characteristics, but maybe not the best horticultural characteristics for where it was. So trying to get these landscape architects to understand a pest-resistant plant as well as what fits best in that area from an aesthetic standpoint as well as a site condition standpoint. Now this is where you add and manage photos. So far this is the best photo management, and I'm not getting any proceeds from this company, unfortunately, but it's the best photo management software I've found for matching up plant pictures with their characteristics. You can upload all of your own photos in here and manipulate them. It keeps your name as credited to that picture if you share it, and all of those, the plants have multiple pictures that you can put in there for it. You can easily create slideshows with this, which as an extension specialist I really like. You can select a bunch of plants, you can go through, again this is just a screenshot, and you can go through a slideshow of all the plants that you'll be talking about. You can describe anatomy, design, pest and disease, all right there on the screen. Easy to add and edit plants, and I'll go through how to do this. I'm not going to linger on here, but these are all of the different characteristics that you can put in for an individual plant or cultivar. So now we are going to attempt to get this up and running and see if we can get it working. Okay, so this is the opening screen of the software, and generally what I like to do to demonstrate is just a plant search. Generally what happens in our master gardener's office is somebody calls and says, you know, I've got a landscape, and let's see, I'm in zone 7, and it's really, you know, kind of a full sun site, and the soil type is pretty clay there, but you know, I really, really like, let's see, trees. I want a tree. Let's see. And I would really like to have orange flowers on this tree. So we're getting really specific here. Now, also, you know, I want it to be pretty high resistance to pests. I'm trying to plant a landscape where I don't have to put any insecticides. And I thought it was interesting to see that the master gardeners are not wanting to use insecticides. Mike Rapp was saying they don't even want to know about, you know, how to use those things. They want to do stuff so you could put in, you know, your resistance level. Oops, and I lost my search. All right. So then I do my search, and it came up with nothing in this particular instance of searching. Was that lovely or what? Okay, white flowers. All right, white flowers. We'll do that. I don't want it to have orange flowers. How about that? We'll see what we come up with or not. Anyway, you can search it on that. So, I didn't import my project. That's why. I had about 500 plants that I imported in here to do searches on, but I didn't do that on this particular project. Anyway, I'll go through how to. You can technically do that search if you have all of your plant records in there, which are quite easy to import. But for example, this is just a sample list of plants. The original version will have, you know, 2,000 plus plants in there. You can take your plant for editing and put in your botanical name, synonym names, edit all of the zone information, type habitat, you know, plant features, all of the different horticultural characteristics, and it will come with a baseline of that. What is particularly, what we had them add was this general pest and disease resistance level. It's kind of based on an overall resistance. List the type of pest that can get on it. And then what we didn't request, but actually they were really enthusiastic about, is you can put in what kinds of pests get on it, and you can use these IPM instructions. So say in January I want to you know, go through and use a non-toxic oil spray. They put their own fields in there, DDT big time. It's another. And then I can save that, and when you'll see, I'll run a report and show you what to do on that. Okay, so that's my plant list. So I want to go to a project. Oh, whoops. And I'm looking at my projects, and I want to do some reports. And this is where I think it's going to be useful for master gardeners, is you can put in, say, pest and disease information and print out reports of what pests actually get on specific plants, along with the notes of how to manage that as well. So it'll give you a full listing of plants along with the pests and host information. And there's as you can see, there's a bunch of different reports. You can even go through and do month of bloom and that type of thing on the reports. So if you want to get really horticultural on this. And I'm going to, if anybody wants to see a further demonstration, I have my laptop with me, and I'll be glad to show it to you. So let me just wrap up real quick. Oops. All right. So essentially what I envision Master Gardeners using this is, you know, creating these customized plant lists for folks, doing preparing presentations, lots of photos, really easily put these things together, and guiding them to nurseries. I didn't get to show you, but you can actually list nurseries that carry these specific plants, what sizes, what prices, and everything, if the nurseries are interested in doing that. You can also gather local information. If you have local conditions that are unique to your situation, it can be reflected in here and can be searched in that way. You can also email these plant lists quite easily. I can see specialists and researchers using these to kind of systematically gather information, easy prepared development, exchange plant information in a very systematic way. Installation maintenance guys, knowing where to get the stuff, knowing what to ask for. Nurseries and growers can actually use this as a management tool. If they have all of their plants listed, they could print up calendars of what to look for at certain times of the year. So basically the whole concept is just exchange of this plant and pest information in a real-time situation with pictures and horticultural characteristics, so that we get those landscape architects and designers in there as well, and it just kind of facilitating that. So I appreciate the time, apologize for going over, and I'll be glad to talk to anybody about the software. It's something I'm really enthusiastic about, and it's got some great features. We should be releasing it in January to all of our extension specialists in the states that are cooperating. I'll also be glad to share it with somebody else who is interested in trying to test it on their own and add their own information. If you just contact me, my email address is in the book. I would love to talk to you about it because I'm just very enthusiastic about the possibilities of it. So I appreciate your time, and thank you very much.